Okay, so we'll do this Chazara. We'll go back to that Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. I believe Amar Amar HaKaisis Lachita. Amar Amar. Yeah, the fifth white line. Amar Amar. HaKaisis is Lachita. Somebody who eats wheat. Mevorach Olea Borei Pri Ho'adomo. Ay, v'hotanya, we've learned in a braisa, boire minei zroim. Loikasha, horab Yehuda, v'horab onon. It's not difficult. There are two different opinions. One is Rabbi Yehuda, one is Rabbanon. The Tnan, v'al yiroka is oimer, boire priu hadoma, Rabbi Yehuda, oimer, boire minei dushoim. Now, what's that got to do with our machlekas of chito? So, as you mentioned last time, because that really is a general discussion. Is there one general bracha that fits all for all sizes when it comes to yirokos? That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Bayim name Deshoim. There's no one general bracha. You have to label it specifically what type of yerek. So too in our case as well. Rather than making a bracha of Bari Pri Adam, we make a bracha of Bari Mene Zroim according to Rabbi Yehuda, once again, because you do not rely on general bracha, rather you have to detail it. Omamar HaKoyseh says HaOyreiz. If somebody eats rice, Mavorech Alav Bari Menei, Bari Pri HaAdama. Tachnu Ofu ubishlu, if you ground it down, baked it and cooked it, afal pisha prusois kayomois, even though the initial pieces are still around, betchilam avorech halav bayrimine mezainois, olabasoiv brocha achas me'ein sholish. So brocha achas me'ein sholish. Just press pause a second. So again, tochnu ofo yubishloi, ground it, baked it, and cooked it up. Afa pisha prusos kayomais, betchilam avorei cholov boim neim zeinais, ule besoif brocha achas me'ein sholosh. Says the Gemara of Tanya, surely we have learned in a braisa, ule besoif veloi klum, that you don't make any bracha. What does it mean, you don't make any bracha? The Mefarshim explained, meaning you don't make mezonos, you make shahak, you make boron of fashos instead of alamukhya. So it does seem to be a contradiction. Says the Gemara, Amar Sheish says, loy kasha, hor begabliel, hor rabonon, tetanya, because we have a braisa. It says on the one hand, zehaklal, this is the rule, kol shu mishiva saminim, anything made from the shiva saminim, Rabban Gamliel Oimer Sholosh Brachos. That means Brachos HaMazon. This is the famous opinion of Rabban Gamliel that you actually have to bench completely, not only on bread but also on Shiva Samim. V'Chachamim Oimerim Lano Bracha Achas Me'ein Sholosh. You make one bracha Me'ein Sholosh, meaning Ala Michya. U'Maisa Rabban Gamliel V'Azakenim. There was a story with Rabban Gamliel and the Zakenim. Shoyu Musubin Ba'Aliyah B'Yerichoi. They were sitting in an attic in Yericho. They view lefneim kisavos, which are dates, which is one of the shivas haminim. Va'ochlu, they ate them. Va'nosan Rabban Gamliel reshus Rabbi Akiva. And Rabban Gamliel, remember, he's the one who says you're supposed to bench. He gave permission to Rabbi Akiva levarich. Kofatz v'bireich Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva jumped and benched before being told what to do. Which bracha did he bench? Bracha achas me'ein sholosh, in other words, ala michya, much to the surprise of Rabban Gamliel. Amalei Rabban Gamliel, what's going on? Akiva admosai atamachnis roishcha b'ena machloikas. Why are you getting involved in the machloikas? Amalei Rabbeinu afal pi sha'ata oimer kein, v'chaverecha oimer kein. Even though you say this, that what, that you should bench, and your friends say you should bench, but limadantenu Rabbeinu, you have taught us that yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. You have taught us always to follow the rabbi, and if I respect your opinion to the utmost, but unfortunately I have to go with the rabbi. And the opinion of the rabbi is that you do not say Birkas Hamazon, rather Ala Mishnah, which is what I did. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mishmoi, Kol Shuhu Mishiva Saminim. He said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, anything which is made from a Shiva Saminim, Veloi Min Dogonhu, and it's not a grain, on the one hand, all the other way around. Oi Min Dogon, it is a grain, Baveloi Ostoi Pas, but you didn't make it into bread. Rabbi Gamliel Aimer, Sholosh Brachos. If you have grain which you made into bread, then obviously all parties would agree that what?
Yeah.
And obviously the brach has got to be Birkas Hamazon. There's no discussion about that because that's classic bread. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Shiva Saminim, which is not grain, or grain which is not bread. Nonetheless, Rabbi Gamliel is machadish that the sholish brachos, and the chachamim say no, absolutely not. Brocha achas, there's only one brocha, not shalosh brachos, i.e. ala mishkan. Kol she'einoi loy mishiva saminim, if it is neither from the shiva saminim veloy min dogon, neither is it a form of grain. Kegoin pas oireis v'doichen, bread made from rice or doichen, then, because it is neither the Shiva Saminim, nor is it grain, that everybody would agree it's not bread. So Rabbi Gamliel Aimer, Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalish. Bracha Chomem Aimerim V'loi Klum. And Chachomem would say, what does that mean, V'loi Klum? I.e., you just make bread and fashis. Therefore, we see that we really do have an opinion, two opinions on this subject, and that's what the Gemara is referring to before. So too, with the Oiris as well. Why do we have one opinion saying that Veloy Klum, who is that talking? The answer is the Veloy Klum opinion is the Chachamim. Whereas the other opinion that says that it's Brocha Achas Me'ein Shalosh, that is Rabban Gamliel. That is Rabban Gamliel. Therefore, if you want to know how to reconcile the two, don't reconcile them, just understand that it's two different opinions. Fine. Says the Gemara, one moment, it doesn't make sense. B'mayo kimto k'Rabbi Gamliel. So you've established that this brice that we mentioned on Amud Aleph with the rice, and it says you make a brocha achas ne'ein shalosh, who is that talking? That must be Rabbi Gamliel. One moment. Eima sefer, what about the sefer of that very brice? Sefer duresha. The sefer of the resha. Remember there was A1, A2, and part B. In A2, what did it say there? It says there, Im ein haprusos kayomos, b'tchilo mevorech oleo boim neim zoynos, v'soich brocha achas me'ein sholish. If you remember, that braisa actually had two parts. Part 1 discussed chito, part 2 discussed oireis. And with regard to chito, we made a differentiation whether prusos were kayomois or prusos were not kayomois. If the prusos are not kayomois, that's what it says, the brach at the end is me'ein sholish. Now, who's talking over here? Mani. Who's the author of that? Rabban Gamliel. Remember, what is Rabban Gamliel's opinion? That once you have the min dogon in it, what's the brach at the end? Benching. And if it's benching, then why over here does it say that it's just Ala Michyo? What's going on? Yerim and Gamliel. Hasha Kristova is Va'adaisa. Omer and Gamliel Gimel Brochais. If Rabbi Gamliel already is Machayev Gimel Brochais on a Kristova, which is just one of the Shiva Saminim, Va'adaisa, or on porridge, then obviously, if it's made from real chitim, ein prusos kayomois miboya, would it even be a question? Who cares if ein prusos kayomois? But at the end of the day, it's made from chitim. So why would on earth would you not bench? So it must be elo pshita rabbonon. It must be the rabbonon talking. And if so, we're back to square one. Why on the one hand does it say Alam Yechya, on the other hand it says V'lo Yiklum? Yehochi Kashu, the Rabbanon, are the Rabbanon? So we have a steer again in the Rabbanon. Elol Hoylom Rabbanon. You're right. It must therefore be the opinion of Rabbanon. V'tani Gaba Oyreiz Uvla B'Soif Einim Horechol V'lo Yiklum. And you're right, we have to re-edit the Braitha, and it should not indeed say a Brocha Achas Me'ein Sholosh, but rather a Brocha of But this is the Machlokes. According to Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel's very important and famous opinion, although we do not paskin like this, is that either Shivas Haminim or Mindogon, under all circumstances, you bench. We do not paskin like that. Only if it's made fully into bread, Prusos Kayomais. If not, even with Chito, it's just Aramichio, and if it's just rice, you say Borin Afoshes, which by the way is Alach HaRamais. On rice, we say Borin Afoshes. Why don't we say Aramichio? Because not fully satisfying. Omar Rav, hi, Riato de Chakloi. Riato, Rashi said, is Chovitz Gedera, some sort of porridge. But there were two versions of it. There were the Chakloi version, which Rashi said is the village version, and there is the city version. The village version, the Mafshi Bei Kimcha, they put in a lot of kemach in it. Mavarech, Boirim, and Emezainis. Why? My timer, the smida ikka. Smida, Rashi says, is the flour. And therefore, if the flour is the main thing, you make Borim Nimizinus. But the mechuza, if it is the city version, then what? The loimafshi be kimcha. They do not put in so much flour. The mevorech halof shakol ni bidvari. You make a brach of shakol ni bidvari. My timer, dubsha ikka. Because then the honey is the main part. The Hoda Omar Rava, and then Rava actually backtracked and said, no, Idi Veidi Boire Mine Mazainois. I'm changing my mind. Remember what the rule was? If you have Chameshes Mine Dogon, then what's the halacha? Even if it's not the majority. Therefore, I'm changing my mind. Why am I changing my mind? Why am I not now differentiating in a case between whether the dvash is the ikka or the kemach is the ikka? Because the Rav Shmuel Domi Tarvayu kol shiyesh boi mechameshes haminim varchin olov boi meneim zaynes. So if Rav Shmuel told me the rule that you always say boi meneim zaynes mechameshes minei dog, and even if it's the toffel, then who cares that the dvash is the ikka? It doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, you have chameshes minei dog and you say meneim zaynes. Omer Rav Yosef, hi chavitza. The isbe pirurim kezayis. We had this chavitza, which was some sort of porridge stew, and it has in it pieces of a kezayis. Mevorech halav, amitzi lechem min haaretz. Betchila, mevorech halav bar amitzi min haaretz. Ola b'stoyf, mevorech halav shalish brachis. The lesbe pirurim kezayis. If it does not have pieces which have a kezayis, then b'tchilam avarech halav b'yom neim zaynais, or b'slayif brocha achas me'ein shalosh. So again, if it's got pieces of a kezayis, then we treat it for all intents and purposes like bread, and if not, then we just give it the halachas of mezaynis and ala michyo. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef, minoa minelo. How do I know this halacha? The Tanya. Because we learned in a brayso, Hoya Oymeid Umakriv Menoches Yerushalayim. He was being makriv the kohen, the mincha in Yerushalayim. Remember, the mincha has lots of pieces of bread in it. Oymer on the one hand, Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kiyamonu V'Giyonu Lazman Azev. We saw a discussion in Rashi and Tosfos why making the bracha. Notlon la'achlon. If you then took them to eat, Mevorech Amoytzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. So what do you see from there? That you make hamaytziv lechon aretz, and it must be because it's got in it kezayis. Even though there are other things as well, because it's got pirurim kezayis, you see that I treat it like bread. Oh, Malay Abaya. So Abaya said one more. Sorry, did I miss out?
Yeah,
the Tani. The Tani alav a kulon poistes on kezayis. That is the end of the proof. And it says quite clearly that all of them have pieces of a kezayis in them. So you see, we're talking about a mincha which has pieces of a kezayis in it, and the bracha is gimel brachis. Amitzvin lecharetz as well. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, one moment. Elomeato, would you now say that Latona debe Rabbi Shmuel, according to Tana Rabbi Shmuel, the Oma, Poirchon. What does Poirchon mean? We're assuming it means you grind it down, Hashem Machziron the Sultan, until you return it back to being flour. So then you've got no longer a piece of a kazai. So will be Lalocha, Hochanami. Would you therefore also say, Zeloi, Boi, Bruchi, Amwitzi, Lechem in Aretz? So according to your theory, it should turn out that according to Rabbi Shmuel, because he is of the opinion that, what?
If it has any mazonos.
But once you ground it down, again, according to Rabbi Yosef, once it has pieces of a kazais, it's treated like bread. But if it doesn't have pieces of a kazais, then not. So now, you brought a proof, because there's a bright that says, kazayis, and it says, amaytzi lechem min haaretz. But one moment, according to your theory, then, Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that you ground it down to flour, grind it down to flour, there's no kazayis, and it should emerge, or what's halacha? That there's no amaytzi lechem min haaretz. Because you said, it's all dependent on whether there's pieces of kazayis. That's what's going to come out, according to your theory. Vechi teima hochanami. And if indeed you'll say, yes, this is indeed so, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, there will be no bracha v'meitzi lechem min haaretz, then I'm sorry, how do you explain the following? V'otanya, we have at the end of the day a braisa, it says, lokat mikulom kezayis. If you gathered from them all a kezayis, v'ochlen, and you ate them in chometz, anushkaris, v'matzu, odom yetzi lechavosei, v'pesach. So what do you see from there? If you say that you gather it together and it's considered matzah or chometz, then clearly what are we considering it?
Bread.
So I don't understand. You're gathering it all together. It means each piece on its own is not a kazayis. So it's not bread. So why don't you put it all together? I've still got pieces which are not kazayis. Why is all of a sudden bread? So he said, no, hachamaya skinon b'sha'arasan. What does b'sha'arasan mean? That you put it back together into one big dough. Yachi eim sefer. So how do you learn the end of the braisa? It says, v'husha ochlon, plural. B'chidei achilas pras, v'sha'arasan, haisha ochlon. Why does it say plural? It should have said, Shachlo, you ate it, not you ate them. There's only one now. Samara says, no, you're quite right. It's talking about it came from a large bread. Really, you never put it into one big dough. It's still pieces. But it's pieces that are cut off from an overall bread. If even though this particular piece is not of a kazayis, but by virtue of the fact that it comes from something that does, it still retains the status as bread, and therefore matzah. So says the Gemara, okay, big machloik is going on, my hava'alo. So what is the conclusion? Amar Rav Sheshes, hai chavitza, afal gav de les ve pirurin kezayis, mevorech olov amitzi lechem min haaretz. So Rav Sheshes does not agree with Rav Yosef. He seems to go more with Abaya, that this chavitza is considered not just a porridge, it's considered absolutely bread, and therefore the bracha is amaytzi lechem min haaretz. Omar Rava, one moment, it's not as simple as that. V'hu de'ikol le'o Teresa de Nahama. What is Teresa de Nahama? As long as it's got the appearance of bread. If you really have stewed it up and it doesn't even look like bread, then indeed everybody would agree, don't make amaytzi lechem min haaretz. Okay. Says the Gemara Treiknin, which we'll see what that is in a moment. Chayovin b'chala, but v'chiyaser of Ravin Amar Rav Yechon, he said Treiknin paturin min achala. Machlekes, is Treiknin chayev or potter from chala? Now, what is Treiknin? My Treiknin Amar Abaya, kuva da'ara. What's kubad ara? It's bread not made in the traditional way. Rather, it's made in the floor of the kira. That's the way Rashi explains. In the floor of an oven. If that's the question, because it's not made in the regular way, maybe therefore it doesn't really get the status of bread. V'omar abaya, trisa, p'tura minachala. Trisa is another type of interesting mixture. It's definitely potter minachala. My trisa, ikad omri gobel martach. Some say it's made in a boiling hot oven, which is also not the regular way to make bread. Remember, there's a difference between a kira and a tanur. Normally, where do you make bread? In a tanur, not in a kira. A kira is the stove where you cook things, not where you bake things. Ikadamri, nahama dahandaka. Rashi says it's bread that basically you make on a spit, which again is not the normal way to make bread. Ikadamri, lechem asli lakutach. It's not made in an oven at all. Where is it made? How's it baked?
In the sun.
Again, it's not the normal way, and therefore it doesn't consider it, therefore it's potter from challah. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Tanur Rabbi Chiya, lechem ha'asui lekutach. Rabbi Chiya told us that bread that is made in the sun, potter min ha'challah. V'hotanya chayev v'challah. Surely we have learned in Hebrew that you are indeed chayev v'challah, so could you please make up your mind? So he says, no, it's not sure. Hotam kedoktoni taimam, as his status quite reason, quite clearly the reason. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maaseho meichichin oleho. What does that mean? Maaseho meichichin oleho. Its production, the way it's produced, demonstrates, show us clearly what its nature is. I.e., oson keavin. Rashi says that clearly shows us it's made as bread, then chayovin, but kilimudim is made thin, like nesorim, like planks, then peturim. Omale Abaye Rabbi Yitzchak, hay kuvud ha'ara, this kuvud ha'ara that we mentioned before, where it's made in a hole in the floor, we discussed with regard to challah. But my mevorachin ilave, what is the brocha that you make on it? Omale, mi sovras nahamahu. Do you really think that it's bread? Do you really think it's bread? Guvla ba'almahu. It's just a mixture. It's not bread. And if it's just a mixture, it's not bread. Omavorachin ilavei barim ne mezainis. The broch would therefore be barim ne mezainis. Why? Because not considered bread. It's not bread. Marzutra kovas udose ilavein uborechole amoitzilechem naaretz. But Marzutra, he was kiveya suda. What does it mean, he was kiveya suda? He sat down, and that was his meal. So if that was his fully fledged meal, then what? He made amoitzilechem naaretz on it. Not only that, v'sholosh brachos, fully fledged benching at the end. You would, however, be Yotzi Yochiv on Pesach, even though I've just said that essentially it's not bread. What is it? It's just a gubla. Ba, my timer. Lechem oini korinon be. It's lechem oini. What does lechem oini mean? It's poor man's bread. It's good enough for matzah. So remember we said last time, it's a very important Gemara. Means we had a discussion with regard to challah, brochas, and matzah on Seder night. All three are dependent on a definition of bread, but each one has its own definition, what is considered bread. So either way, with regard to Pesach, you need a very, very minimal definition. Even though it's a very, very weak type of bread, it's lechem oini, that would be good enough. And if that would be good enough, you could be yotzi or mitzah on Pesach. What's dubsha de tamri? It's the honey from dates. You make a bracha of shakol ni bedvara. Why? Why don't you make the same bracha that you would on the date itself, i.e. bari pri ha'eid? No. My timer, zeh ba'almahu, it is just the moisture. It's not the actual fruit. Kaman. Whose opinion is that? Ki haitam, like this tana, the tanan. We've learned in the Mishnah, dvash tamarim. Vayayin tapuchim. What does yayin tapuchim mean?
Karen b'chomish.
Karen b'chomish. That is the machlokes. And Rabbi Yeshua says, yipata, why? Because it's only fruit juice. And fruit juice is not fruit. Where would fruit juice be a fruit? Two cases.
Grapes
and olives. Therefore, grapes and olives, essentially, what is the correct bracha you should make on the fruit juice that emerges from them? You should really be making Purishrihoids and Shemen, indeed you do. There's a whole balagan. What is the case? Anigroin. Yain, you don't say Hoetz, you say Hagofen. We had a whole sugya. Why is that? Chashev, right. Omaleahu merabonon l'rover trima maihu. What is the bracha on trima? Rashi says trima is something which is crushed up. Now lo yava adaiti derover mai komale. Rover didn't really know, really didn't understand what was being asked of him. So who helped him out? Ravina. Yosef Ravina kamei derover. Omale, he said, what did you mean? The sumsani kamrat, or the kurtami kamrat, or the purtsani kamrat, all different types of crust mixtures. So all of a sudden he said, oh, I see what you mean, adahochi vahochi. In the meanwhile, aske rava le daite. Rava finally understood what the question is. Namale chashilta vadei kamrat. You must be referring to something which is crushed. That's what chashilta means. Vader katon milsa hod omar Ravasi. And now I'm remembering what Ravasi said. The high tamri shel truma. If you have dates of truma, mutar lasis mehen trima. Vasa lasis mehen sheikha. So if it's osa to make sheikha, why are you not allowed to make sheikha? If you have dates of truma, you're not allowed to convert them into sheikha. Why not? What have you done if you've converted it into sheikha? You've changed it. You've ruined the truma. You're not allowed to ruin truma. But if it says in that brisa that you are allowed to make it into trima, that shows that it's still intact and it retains its original status. If I haven't ruined truma, well, therefore that would confirm that trima still retains its initial status. Ve'ilchasa, and the final halacha is indeed tamri v'avdinu trima. You had dates and you made it truma, which means that what? You crushed it up. Mavarchin alai what? Brei priyoetz. My timer. Bemilsayu kaimi, because it has retained its status kedemikora like in the beginning. If I completely liquidize it, then what? Then it's changed its status completely, it becomes a drink, and the bracha is shakol mibazor. But if I've just crushed it, remember we had a discussion, crushes a little bit, crushes a lot, but either way, I haven't liquidized it, so then the bracha is not shahakol, and indeed the bracha is brei priyoetz.
Apple
sauce, according to this, would be brei priyoetz, unless it gets to what we would already consider a liquid, which would obviously be a whole halachic discussion. How liquid does it need to be in order to be considered a liquid? Okay, let's see if we can try and finish this off. Says the Gemara Shasisa. This was the last Gemara. Shahakil Nivitvaroi. Rav Oma Shakil Nivitvaroi. Ushmuel Oma. Bairi Minem Zainais. Remember, what was Shasisa? Some dried out mixture made in an oven from Shibolim, from wheat. Now it sounds like there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, says the Gemara. No, Omar Rav Chista v'Loi Pligi. They're actually not having a machlokes at all. Ho pa'avo, ho barako. Avo la'achila ovdila, rako l'refuaka ovdila. Remember the Rishonim said, that's not the reason why the bracha would change, it's just a description of what you're doing. It happens to me that when you make rako, you invariably are making it for refuah purposes, but that's not why the bracha is downgraded. Remember, we saw that the Rishonim spelled that out very clearly, and it was most evident in the Rambam. Remember, when the Rambam codified this halacha, he didn't even mention anything about refuah. Because that's just a description, that's not the reason why. What ultimately does it depend on? is it thick or is it runny? That's what it depends on. Now, where refuah does play a role is with regard to Hilchos Shabbos. And now we're crossing lines. Masiv Rav Yosef, it says in Hilchos Shabbos, v'shovim sheboichashin et hashosis. You can stir the shosis. Now remember what it tells us to say. If it uses the word boichashin, what does that indicate to us? What am I talking about?
Loose. It's thin.
It's a runny mixture. Otherwise it wouldn't use boichashin, it would use the word govil. So it says you're allowed to stir them, b'shabbos, v'shoyis, and zeisim ha-mitzri on Shabbos. Now, if you're stirring it and it's a liquid version, then presumably why is this guy making it for a fool? Because you said that's the norm. And if that's the case, if you're going to tell me that it's normally when you made it a runny mixture, it's made for refuah b'shabbos mi shari, then refuah b'shabbos allowed to be taken. What's going on? Omale Abaya, said Abaya, what do you mean? I don't understand the question. Va'at leitis bro? Don't you hold that away as well? Don't forget, it's a Mufurish HaMishnah of Hatanam. Kol ha'ichlim, ha'ichol adam l'refuah b'Shabbos. V'chol ha'mashkin sheisa. You're allowed to eat food on Shabbos. You're allowed to drink drinks on Shabbos. Why is that a chiddush? Because even though it was my intention,
you might think if it's for medical purposes, you couldn't.
Right, this is a big chiddush. A tremendous chiddush, and we have to know this. This is halacha l'maisa. Anything which is categorized as a food or a drink, I have no interest whatsoever in knowing why you are eating it or drinking it. Even if you're taking it for medical reasons, it is totally mutter. And therefore, these shosos, even though it's made for refuah, what was your question? Oh, I'm made for refuah, how can you take it on Shabbos? Why not? It's a food or it's a drink. It's a classic drink. If you remember, we saw in Tosafot, and this you have to remember, Aloch Lamaisa, that Tosafot says, even though ikroi l'refuah, it's still considered a food. How did we explain this? Because the gezeira refuah is only on something which is nikah. And at the end of the day, as long as there are some people who eat it for non-medical reasons, then you cannot say that it's nikah that it's a refuah. Can't say it's nikah that it's a refuah. So why indeed is that? Says the Gemara, Lamayis Lachamema, how would you explain this? Gavra la'achila ko mechaven. At the end of the day, the person is being mechaven for achila. Why? Because essentially it's a food, hachanami. Therefore, the same too in our case of shosos. Gavra la'achila ko mechaven. He's eating it for achila reasons. Even if he's eating it primarily for refuah, but it's a food. Lishna Achrina, a slightly different version. The refuah is mameila. What does that mean? Is mameila? It's automatic. Hachanami. So too, in the case of shosos, la'achila komachavim refuah mameila kahavia. Okay. V'tzrichel zerav Shmuel di mehai. If I only would have had the Hilchos Shabbos brayso, what would I have said? And that's why you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. But with regard to brachas, what might you have said? I would have been excused for thinking that what? But you don't make a bracha at all. Because you're taking it for refuah purposes. At the end of the day, you're getting benefit, you make a bracha. So it seems to be in the final analysis, the fact that something is taken for a refuah is not a reason to downgrade the bracha. And is not a reason to cancel a bracha. As long as you're having benefit. If indeed you do have benefit, then what bracha do you make? The standard bracha. If it's a thick mixture, mezonos. A runny mixture, shahaku.
Even if it's not a food, you take sweet.
Oh no! Only because it is a food. No, only because it is a food.
Okay, but if you take sweet tasting a matzah,
right? So that we saw that was the remorse about mirkachas. Mirkachas is you always make boring, you always make shahakel. You strip a herb off a tree which nobody eats, and it's always shahakel. Again, presuming that you're enjoying it. If you're taking it just to down the medication, somebody called me 5-10 minutes just before the shir. I need to take a tablet. with a bit of water, what bracha do I make? Is that considered fasting, you first asked? Yes, it is. Technically, even on Tisha B'Av, and perhaps even on Kippur, water. Now, what bracha we make on that water to down the tablet? Nothing. And if you down it with apple juice, then you say shahakun. Says the Gemara, Sha'al ha'pas u'aymer ha'maytzi, tan rabonot. Mahu aymer ha'maytzi lechem min ha'aretz. That was the first opinion. Rabbi Nechemya aymer, maytzi lechem min ha'aretz. So that's the discussion, is it ha'maytzi or is it maytzi? Omar Rava, b'maytzi, if you would just merely say maytzi, then what? Everybody would agree, da'apik mashma, that is past tense. Remember, what is the bracha that we're trying to make on bread? Future or past? Past tense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has extracted bread from the ground. Therefore, certainly we want to make a bracha which is past tense. So everybody agrees that if you would say, Moitzi Lechem Na'aretz, that would certainly mean past tense. That's not the discussion. That is certainly past tense. How do I know? Because it says, Kael Moitzi on the Mitzrayim, and that was after the event. Ki pligi ba hamoitzi. The machlokes is only when you say hamoitzi with a hey rabbanon savri, that hamoitzi is also the apik mashma, that is also past tense. Dixiv, hamoitzi lachomai, mitzur chalomish. You're referring to water which we have already extracted from you in the midbar. So you see that hamoitzi is also past tense. From Nechemya Sava, no, hamoitzi is not the apik past tense, it's the mapik future tense. Mashma shenema hamoitzi eschem itachas tivlois Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this pasuk when? Before you see it's Mitzrayim, so you see that it's future. Rabbanu said, no, that's not true. Do you know how you learn that pasuk? It's true that that pasuk was stated before Yetzias Mitzrayim, but what is it referring to? It's referring to how you will look back in the past at Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Klal Yisrael. Kad mapikna lechu, when I take you out in the future, Avidnu l'chum milsa, I will do something for you. Kiheicha diaditu, in order that you will know that anahu, that it was I, the apikas yaschem mitzrayim, dechsev that I took you out. Ve'yedatem ki ani Hashem lekechem hamoitzi. So therefore, it's true. When was the pasuk stated? It was in Pashas Va'era, which is of course before Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what is it referring to? It's referring to what will happen after Yetzias Mitzrayim. You will look back in retrospect and understand, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I took you out. So if it really is referring to the past, not the future. Mishtabchin le Rabbonon or Reb Zeira. Rabbonon praised very heavily to Reb Zeira as Barav Zvid, Achved Reb Shimon Barav Zvid. He said, Odom Godelhu is a great individual, Uboki Babrochis, and he's a great expert in the halachas of the brachis. He says, fine. Omalahem, he said to him, okay, look, Shiyovali Yodchem, he view Lidodi. When he comes your way next time, please bring him to me. I'm very keen to meet him. Zimnochad, on one occasion, indeed, Ikla Lagabe, he came across him, a pikule rifta. So he took out a bread, Pasach v'omar, moitzi. And what did he say? He said, moitzi. Omar zehu shayim marav dodam gadol hu baki v'brachis tu. Well, this is the great person that you were talking about. If you say moitzi, you remember, you're just sitting on the fence. Why?
Everybody.
If you would have said Hamaitzi, then I would have said, oh wow, okay, I see there's a great person. Why? Ashmin on time, then I would have known his reasoning. Ashmin on the Hilchos HaKarabonon, I would know his Pasnei Rabbonon. Be'elod Omar Maitzi, Maikam Ashmano, what are you teaching me by saying Maitzi? After all, everybody holds that. So why indeed did he do that? The Yehu, the Ovad, and he who did so, he wanted to avoid the machlokes. And that's indeed why he deliberately used this par of nusach of moitzi. But what is the halacha of the hilchasa? Ha moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. The kaim along karabonon, the omri, the apik mashma. We hold that the Rabbanon, that Hamotzi means past tense. If you remember, we saw the top Tosfos. Tosfos was actually quite worried about this. Remember, Tosfos says, if indeed Motzi would mean past tense according to all opinions, wouldn't that be the best option? It's true, whenever you have a Yochid and you have a Rabbim, you pass them out the Rabbim. But that's when there's a Machlokas. But I can avoid the Machlokas. Isn't that best? So Tosfos said, yeah, you're right, but we have a Pasuk. We have Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, I don't want to get the letters mixed up. Remember, if I say Hamoitzi, then I solve the big problem. Because if I say Moitzi, Melech Olam Moitzi.
Mem.
But if I say Hamoitzi, I've evolved that problem. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? But you've run into another problem. You have a different problem, says Tosfos, because you say Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So anyway, you've got two successive mems. So Tosfos, that's different, because we have a specific pasuk that talks about Lechem Min Haaretz. So he says, in conclusion, that's why you should hold your bread with all 10 fingers, because there are 10 words in that pasuk. Okay, we'll hold it over here, seeing as it's fast. And Be'ez Hashem, on Tuesday, we'll move into the next sugya, also an important sugya. Cooked vegetables.